Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Maggie. You can tell we're in the 4th of July, yay, USA's 250th birthday spirit this morning. Visit Pensacola is in the house. Brooks and Dunn, only in America. Selected by Miss Lindsay Steck, who is the marketing communications manager for Visit Pensacola. Good choice, Lindsay.
Good morning.
I love it.
It's time to celebrate.
I know. I love that. It was the perfect song. Only in America.
That's right.
I got kind of in the spirit last night watching the soccer.
Oh, that's right. I hope I'm not spoiling anything, but I feel like a USA
chant. We're on our way. We're on the next. We're in the big Sweet 16, I guess. And they had that. They beat. I don't know how to say.
Yes, that's right. That's the
one. 2-1. That one, 2-1. At home, and the stadium was packed. Yep. Holy cow. Yep. I have to confess, I'm more of a little college football kind of gal.
Okay.
But I'm kind of getting, this soccer thing is really, really fun.
Yes.
And the guys are doing great. So.
That's right.
So keeping in the spirit of things, what about locally for Visit Pensacola? I know you have lots to tell us about this morning.
That's right. Well, it's July. If you're a local, man, this is our month-long holiday.
This is the season.
That's right. It is peak summer. So as we know, summer travels full steam ahead.
Right.
It's also, we're getting into, of course, 4th of July weekend. I think there's a big birthday happening.
Something. A rumor has it.
That's right. That's right. And then we have Blue Angels. And let's be honest, that's our Super Bowl. We don't have professional sports here, and that is our professional sport.
That's our Super Bowl. Yeah, for sure. Yes. Yeah. Well, we have the Wahoos. They're professional.
Oh, of course. And of course.
But I know what you mean. You know, yes. But golly, it's sort of like, okay, strap in, buckle your seatbelt, because here we go.
Yep. Pack your sunscreen, your patience.
Water.
Your water, your snacks.
and you'll be on your way.
Get ready to go.
There you go. So tell me a little bit about Visit Pensacola. It must be fun for y'all because, first of all, maybe someone doesn't really understand what Visit Pensacola is. So maybe we should start there and then talk about how you all go out and promote all of this.
Yes. So Visit Pensacola, you're visiting the name. We are in charge of tourism for Escambia County. It's a top 5 industry, employs over 20,000 people. It's a huge economic driver. But for locals, we can be and are a central source of information. Mm-hmm. We have this fun term in our office called expert mentality. And that is where we know that visitors need to know everything going on so that they can plan their trip.
Right.
And all of that. But that gets us into that destination steward mindset, meaning all of those resources are readily available for our locals to vacation in their own destination. There are all these wonderful attractions, things to do, beach information, safety. We like to be right up there with a lot of news and local media outlets to say, this is everything you need to know. We want everybody to have a wonderful experience here, local or visitor. And we put all of that together. We have great itineraries. We have a wonderful calendar of events. Visit Pensacola.com.
I use it all the time. I mention it on the show all the time. It is very comprehensive and covers everything, not just nonprofit events or, you know, a lot of the community events, but really everything, especially even some of our local bars and restaurants that are featuring an artist or somebody might be doing something special just for the holidays.
Yes. And that calendar is free for anyone to add their event to.
Yeah, talk about that. If I had an event coming up and I wanted to get it out there, how would I do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So visitpensacola.com/events. There's literally a button on there. You upload your name, your event description, your photos. But we do that because we want to have that all in one piece. And we actually have a lot of other local organizations that host our calendar on their websites as well. So it's really comprehensive, really easy to find everything in one place because we know that that's really nice. You know, you don't want to be going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different websites trying to find calendar information. And it's great too because you can categorize it by date. So, you know, if you're only looking for 4th of July events, we have an event tab.
And I love that. I actually had some friends that are coming in from out of town this week and they were going to arrive Wednesday and they're leaving, I think, next Wednesday. And I thought, okay, what's happening in that week besides the 4th?
That's right.
So I went right to your site and I saw all these different things that they could do.
Yep. We have bands on the beach on there. We have live music from local bars. Some, you know, restaurants will put their trivia nights or, you know, their bar bingos, that kind of thing. And then there's even some, of course, really big ticketed shows on there as well.
Right,
so
right.
It's meant to be that one-stop shop for, hey, I'm looking for something to do. Where do I go?
Well, I love it because basically the theme is the way to beach.
That's right.
That's the Visit Pensacola's theme. And so I'm looking on the website right now, and y'all, it's really comprehensive. And a lot of times as locals, we get lazy, like, oh, I already know. I'm telling you, if you haven't taken a look at their website recently, because they feature Perdido Key, Pensacola Beach, and of course, you know, Discover the Beaches in Pensacola, but then they get into all the different things, I mean, all the different categories. So they have a category for things to do, food and drink, family fun, shopping, summer things. But again, that calendar goes through the year. So if you've got someone coming in December, you can look up those dates and see what's happening at that time of year, which is really, really, really handy and cool. Mm-hmm. It's very helpful. So the other thing that you do, which I want to mention for sure, because we used to have the copies of those out at the Visitor Center, mm-hmm. the Way to Beach, the guide that you have that comes out every year.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, because sometimes we forget, and that is so helpful.
Yes. So our 2026 Insider Guide just came out. And for those listening, that is, I'm going to call it a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It's got everything from itineraries, useful tips. It's got lodging in there. Partner businesses, things like that, so that if you're like, I know nothing about Pensacola, or mm-hmm. I'd like to learn more in this specific area, we put together a written guide every year. This year,
it's
though,
great.
I'm really proud, though, because this year we did it a little different because we know that everyone is really switching to digital first, right?
Mm-hmm.
They like really quick hits. They like the listicles. So we, this year, designed our guide with a digital feed mindset.
Oh, okay. So that makes it a little, the formatting and things a little bit different, a little more user-friendly.
Yes, a little more user-friendly. We know that, like, those, you know, 1,000 words, 500 words, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're sitting down and you're like, I literally want to know a 3-day guide. So we have itineraries in there for different neighborhoods, for the
nice.
Foodies, for people looking for family fun. So mm-hmm. to me, there's a lot more quick grab information that I think is really nice for locals as well. And even for groups. So if you're a business owner listening, that's one thing that I always like to mention is that we do hope groups and meetings. So if you're like, hey, I have a family reunion coming in town. I'm planning
that,
a military
I didn't realize
reunion.
Y'all did that.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes. And we help prepare welcome bags and we can do visitor services.
Yes, so, those are nice.
You know, we can help you do RFPs for room blocks. But if you're like, hey, I have a business conference coming into town for a meeting. It's 10 people. It could be 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
We help put together resources, guides, requests for proposals if you know you're trying to do something really large scale. So I like to always plug that because I think people sometimes don't think about that
sure.
when they hear visitors.
Right.
You know, they think, okay, you're doing marketing. You're thinking about more leisure travel. But we cover all areas of travel.
Well, I got one of those bags one time, and it had the guide in it. And
yep.
it also had a couple coupons from local restaurants and things.
Yep.
And I think it had a little beach ball in there.
We do
So every once in a while, you have some little, they call them tchotchkes, little swag things that are fun.
We have lots of swag that we'll give out, you know, especially if we're doing, if it's kids or
mm-hmm.
if it's summer. Or
weddings,
you know,
and all that.
Yep, that's right. So we have some really fun items, too, that we can help you guys put together.
That's excellent. So let's see. I've got a question just came in from one of our listeners, and this is Pep Talk Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert is Lindsay Steck, who's here with Visit Pensacola. And this is a question from one of our listeners. If you have a question, feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. I own a VRBO rental house and pay tourism taxes monthly. Is there a way to support Visit Pensacola as a small business?
Yes.
Oh.
Call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
Yes. This is the right person,
yes.
Lindsay.
So absolutely. So a lot of people, maybe you know or don't know, we're funded by the tourism development tax. So
mm-hmm.
that's actually an industry imposed tax on lodging.
Right.
So that all goes into a big fund to do all the great things to get visitors here to, again, pour back into our economy.
And essentially, just so people understand that, is when people stay at hotels, that tax is on their hotel bill.
Yes.
So our visitors are actually paying for Visit Pensacola.
That's right. That is 100% right. So we have a wonderful partnership program and it's really low level entry cost, but that we like to say that we're the connector. You know, we have all of these great guaranteed resources with that.
Mm-hmm.
You get a unique landing page on our website, but then also you get all these added value pieces. You know, you're looped into our content, you're looped into our RFP processes. you know, all of those large scale opportunities that come across our doorstep, because like we're right up there in conversations with the county, the city, mm-hmm. the island authority, you know, large scale events that are coming through, things like that. So again, back to that expert mentality, we're always trying to say, who do we need to know? Who do we need to talk to be involved? Because we know that tourism is involved in that placemaking
absolutely
conversation.
Absolutely.
And like we are as strong as our residents, mm-hmm. right? So, mm-hmm. you know, if you're interested in partnering with Visit Pensacola, really the only basis is that we ask that you have a interest or a vested interest in tourism. So you could be lodging, you could be a restaurant, you could offer a visitor service. But there's a lot of non-traditional things that I think also cross-act with tourism. You know, we have some healthcare partners because everyone needs healthcare.
Correct.
You know, we have some, and I think there's really cool ways. You know, we just did a wonderful partnership with Ascension. I don't know if mm-hmm. you saw this. So this mm-hmm. past month, we partnered with Ascension.
I think I saw it in your Facebook page because I pay attention.
And we're actually running several classes. We're doing a Stop the Bleed and emergency services training. It is free.
I saw the emergency services training was incredible.
Yes.
That is so smart. Teaching business how to do resuscitation
yes.
and working with the defibrillators.
Yes.
I think that was sponsored by y'all. And
yes.
that was just amazing.
We, alongside Ascension, we put that together. Because again, we are a destination filled with water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you're a local or a visitor, it could be a hotel pool. It could be the Gulf. And you know, you hope that there are emergency responders around. But to have support people on staff that are CPR certified, that have Stop the Bleed kits. So
yeah.
actually a good portion of our staff did this, but we had over 50 people get certified at the first one. And we have a monthly class, leave through August or September. So that's on visitpensacola.com.
So like, can I sign up as an individual or a
yes.
business, or how does that? Okay.
Yes. We have an online registration. And I mean, like, my dad actually works in the boating industry, and I said, he works at a marina, and I said, you're in hospitality, you're around water, you
yes.
need to be there, you need
yes.
to get your dock hands there. You know, that's such a cool service and a really cool partnership that I just love to share a little bit about, because
mm-hmm.
that's a big deal. And, you know, to be able to get certified for free, I'd never been CPR certified, so, like, I had a chance to be CPR certified.
I've got mine, and I was really yep. grateful to have it, because
yep.
you just never know.
Right.
You could be in a restaurant just out with friends sometime, and something could happen. I mean, these
that's
things
right.
happen. But having that extra knowledge could save a life.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I think it's wonderful that y'all are doing that. And that's just one of the many ways Visit Pensacola gives back to the Pensacola community.
Right.
So you're always on top of things. I love that we have in the spring, they do the hospitality week and really focus and highlight on all the great
yep.
things our hospitality folks do. And then they have my favorite is the Hospitality Olympics.
Oh, that's so fun. We just wrapped that in May, so that's mm-hmm. our annual tourism week. But
yep.
that's really where we partner and we give back to all of our hospitality industry workers. And you just have a day to blow off some steam.
It's fun.
There's a toilet paper toss. There used to be a mullet toss.
By the way, I'm very good at, I will say. It's one of my specialties.
But it's a good time.
No, it's great. And I think it's hard for people to understand that Visit Pensacola, it's a destination. What is a DEO? Is that the
DMO, Destination Marketing Organization.
And so a lot of what, when Nicole comes on, Nicole Stacy, who's the vice president, will come on and talk about how she travels all over the world
mm-hmm.
promoting Pensacola, attending
right.
conventions, and going especially to our snowbird areas,
right.
heading up north, and letting people know what it is we do, because we have to get the word out there.
Absolutely.
And I guess your focus probably is the Southeast, I would say, pretty much. Or
so we have a huge research agency that we work with to talk about and really have the numbers and
mm-hmm.
the reason why, where everyone's coming from. So we're doing surveying people in market. You know, we have a lot of other ways that we're gathering data, but we look at all of these top markets, and that's how we build our marketing plan. So we have what we call the donut. So that's
mm-hmm.
kind of our drive market
mm-hmm.
that's within, you know, a 500-mile radius.
People driving down from
Atlanta,
Alabama.
You know, Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
Nashville, even over to Texas. Texas is a giant market for.
I see a lot of Louisiana plates.
Yep,
this
Louisiana,
week,
Mississippi. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to think that's 3 hours away.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we have our direct flight markets and our emerging markets. So we're looking at that. We're working with the airport. So Denver is one of our largest direct flight markets. They
really?
Have a lot of employment. See, I learned that.
I didn't know that. That's
I
interesting.
Learned that
I'm thinking it would
airport.
Be somewhere else, but
yeah.
Denver, interesting.
Yep, but Texas is giant. You know, we have direct flights to Houston to Dallas. Mm-hmm. The airport just launched one to San Antonio. So I think that's really cool.
I need to check that one out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Yeah. And I think that's a great resource too for locals. You know, we have such a great place here and we have wonderful air service development, but then also too, we have lots of visitors using that. So whether they're driving or flying,
right,
you know, there's a lot of opportunity of, it's really easy to get here.
Absolutely. And then when you get here, there is so much to do and so many wonderful places to stay. I don't know how you keep up with it all, but I know that y'all do a great job because you emphasize everything. And of course the beach is the focus, of course. And you do a beautiful job with that, but so many other things I see when you do your presentations. You do talk about the Naval Air Station.
Yeah.
You do talk about downtown and some of the other things because we have such a great history here.
That's right. Well, so earlier, you know, you said the way to beach.
Mm-hmm.
That is our trademark. That is our tag. But the story behind that is that we looked at all of the data and research of our competitors, and we're the way to beach because we are more than the beach.
Mm-hmm.
No one else like us has, you know, that over 400 years of history. We're America's first settlement.
That's right.
You know, they don't have all of the local charm that we have with the Blue Angels and the National Naval Aviation Museum. They don't have the walkable historic downtown. So we have all of these wonderful, unique, and only to us. And from a marketing and a product standpoint, oh my gosh, how cool. But then it also, I mean, how wonderful for our residents to enjoy that and to share that with the world. It's really, really special. And, you know, we talked about from the 1500s with love, I think, last time I was here.
Yes.
You know, kind of that history angle, we're getting into that holiday weekend. So, like, how cool to be able to share with the world that, yes, we're celebrating the 250th, but we are so much older and we have all of this rich history and these attractions that you can see. You know, celebrating all year long for America's 250.
Well, and it's really fun in Pensacola because there is so much to do. And one of the things that surprised me when I moved here, being kind of a cultural snob as I was, coming from New York. Yeah, but when I got here, I was so blown away because, okay, so you get on the beach and you got a sunburn and now you're looking for something fun to do. And, of course, there's the baseball and we got all kinds of other things.
Right.
But we have an amazing, we're like a cultural mecca here.
That's
we have a symphony. We have the we have a symphony and we have the Pensacola Opera and the Little Theater. And we have so much. So, in fact, even with our celebrations this weekend for our big Saturday night fireworks, which will be happening at 9 o'clock in downtown Pensacola. But at 7 o'clock, the Pensacola Symphony is going to be playing at the amphitheater right next door.
That's right.
How cool is that?
It's wonderful.
You know?
If you've never been down to that event, it is outstanding, you know.
So much fun.
And this weekend's big. You know, we just wrapped up the Palafox renovation, so they're going to be doing a ribbon cutting on the 4th of July.
Have you gotten some feedback on that? And when is the ribbon cutting, by the way?
I know it's Saturday.
Saturday
I want to say, don't quote me on this, I think it's 10 a.m.,
okay.
But please double check. This is a disclaimer.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, that's what it is.
Yeah, how awesome they were able to get it done just in time
for
the 4th.
Right, it's beautiful. Really, I mean, really makes us look like a Hallmark town.
Yeah, it does. It does. So you, with Visit Pensacola, then you've got the destination marketing, but then again, supporting all the different things that are happening locally.
That's right.
And I think y'all do an excellent job of both.
Thank you.
And I think it takes a lot of work, but because you're in the community, you're very entrenched in the community.
Yeah.
And I think that makes a big, big difference. If you've got a question about Visit Pensacola or a comment, please just text it in to Pep Talk. Our expert is here, Lindsay Stack. It's 850-437-1620. Just a couple minutes left, Lindsay. Anything you want to talk about that maybe we haven't touched on today?
Yeah, I want to kind of touch on, for those of you that are listening, on events. You know, we have a lot going on in the next 3 weeks. We have 4th of July. We have Blue Angels.
Red, white, blues right
and,
around the corner.
You know, we like to help facilitate all of that information to, one, make sure people are having a good time, but also to make sure they're having a safe time. So I encourage you, go to visitpensacola.com/events or visitpensacola.com on our homepage. We have a whole 4th of July landing page that talks about all of the fireworks happening. So, of course, you have the 9 p.m. downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You have the 9 p.m. on the boardwalk, and that's synced to you guys' station.
Yes, yes. So, Cat Country 98.7 is the station to tune in.
That's right. So make sure you do that. It's really cool. I love it. My family has an annual celebration downtown, and yeah. We tune in. We love it so much.
And you can hear the symphony, by the way, right here on News Radio 92.3 as
yep.
well.
Yep.
I have a nice little comment here from somebody. Janet just texted this in, one of our listeners. She said, hi, I went to the Visitor Center last Wednesday for Carpenter's Creek presentation.
Oh, yay.
And she said, it was great. It was well attended. I learned something so cool and don't know how I never heard about the Carpenter's Creek headquarters park off Olive Road. She said, slides of nature trails and boardwalks. I did find online that Andrew did a short video about it, too. How cool is that?
That is so cool. And that actually, that brings up a great point. We just launched a visitor center storytelling series. So we have monthly activations going on. What we kicked off yesterday is we are doing a whole month long from the 1500s with love celebration.
Nice.
So for those of you that are visiting with kids, or if your children are out of school and you're like, we got to find something to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole activity zone right now in the visitor center.
Neat.
So we have.
And that's right at the base of the 3 Mile Bridge.
That's right. But we're also, we have that at our Perdido Key Visitor Center.
Oh,
too.
Okay. Great.
That's right.
Okay.
So it's at both, but we have these great coloring sheets. We have, you know, some takeaways. You also can, again, write a love letter to Pensacola. We just wrapped up this.
I love that.
Really fun campaign. We had over 3,500 entries of love letters about Pensacola.
Wow.
And I'll say, over 80% were out of market.
No kidding. What a testament that is.
I was shedding a few tears in my office yesterday because, I mean, like, people that have been traveling here for decades, engaged here, families here.
Family vacation.
And, I mean, from really far away.
Yeah.
Like, I was enamored. Like, we had, of course, a lot of domestic ones, but, I mean, I had a few Canada ones. I had all the way from Alaska. And I'm that is so cool. You know, you see the numbers, but it's just so nice to actually read testimonials. It means a lot.
Well, speaking of numbers, we just got a question from one of our listeners wants to know, how is tourism during this summer? It looks like the beach toll numbers are up. I think they had 28,000 a couple of days ago, which is the highest ever, even including Blue Angel. So that was wild.
Yeah.
So what are you seeing in terms of tourism and the numbers?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of how our metrics and reporting work is we work with Downs and St. Germain. So we kind of get numbers almost like the month after. And
right.
then we also will put out quarterly reports. So those are actually accessible. We send out a monthly stakeholder newsletter where you can see that data.
Mm-hmm.
It's on visitpensacola.com. But by all accounts, we've had a really strong summer. Of course, you're seeing those record-breaking numbers through the tolls. And that can be a balance of locals and visitors and day trippers and things like that.
Because it is the whole county, not just the beach.
That is 100% right. So Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, all the way up to the north end of the county. So by all accounts, we're seeing a really strong summer, and we'll see those final numbers come in, you know, kind of within the month and on a quarterly basis as well.
Okay, and you can get that information. It's great for economic information, too.
That's
at the
right.
end of the year, you'll do a great job of reporting that as
yep,
well.
Thank you.
Okay, I got corrected. I was talking about Carpenter's Creek, and I said Headquarters Park? No, it's Headwaters Park.
Ah, there we go.
Thank you, Janet. Headwaters Park. It's the start of the creek that goes to Bayou.
Yep.
Very good.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so if someone's just joining us, we're talking with Lindsay Stack. She is marketing for and advertising and communications and wears about 400 hats at Visit Pensacola, just like the whole team. So I want to give kudos out to the whole team there who do just a great job year-round. And we've got the Way to Beach, and you can get that online, right, at your website?
That's right.
In case you've got friends, family coming in,
yep.
stop by the Visitor Center and pick up a copy because it's really a great source of information.
That's right.
Okay, so what is another way to get in touch with you?
Oh, well, of course, we said our visitor centers. Follow us on social. That's where my team occupies a lot of time. We have a lot of fun putting together that content for you guys.
I'm addicted. I'm constantly like.
But we actually share events every Wednesday onto our Instagram stories to help people plan for their weekends.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of where we're, you know, again, capitalizing and sharing all those resources from our website. But we just like to have fun on there, I'll be really honest. But it's a great place for people to plan their trips and things to do. We, of course, have our visitor information centers. You can call the visitor center 850-434-1234. You know, get in touch with us by email, that kind of thing. But we have a lot of great resources. And, you know, we were talking about 4th of July. We've got all that coming on. We've got Blue Angels coming up in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I hope you guys are planning. I hope you're packing your patience, your sunscreen.
Lots of water.
Pay attention to those safety things. Make sure you're not flying drones and kites, you know, at the Pensacola Beach Air Show. It's going to be a great summer.
Well, we'll be talking more about that as it gets closer, of course. This will be a big weekend, a 4th of July celebration on Pensacola Beach and Pensacola. And you can go to their website on the events page and get a whole calendar of the events.
VisitPensacola.com.
Lindsay, thank you for coming in. I know this is a busy week for you. I appreciate you taking the time out. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th.